we, the jury, find the defendant, Dale Newman, guilty.
It took more than 15 hours of deliberation for the jury to reach its guilty verdict. And when they did, Dale and Lalani Newman and their supporters left the courthouse quickly.
Hey, there's a gag order, man.
No comment.
Judge Vincent Howard had instructed the jurors that religious freedom is absolute when it comes to belief, but not when it comes to conduct. And he said he wasn't surprised that the jury had trouble reaching a decision.
In a case like this, I think it can be expected. I don't know if you can call it routine.
There was little that was routine about Dale Newman's trial, including the defendant's own comments on the witness stand.
Dale R. Newman is dead, but Jesus Christ is within me. In the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Newman steadfastly defended his decision to pray and not call a doctor as 11-year-old Madeline Kara's life slipped away. His attorney, Jay Cronenwetter, said he did not break the law because Newman honestly thought his prayers would save Kara.
There are many people who have a drastically different worldview. They have different understandings of what life is.
But prosecutor Lamont Jacobson asked Newman's wife, Lalani, if they were more interested in proving their faith than saving their daughter's life.
You and your husband, both in your statements, said it was a test of faith.
A test of faith. Well, like I said, everything for us is about faith. It's about trusting in God.
Dale and Lalani Newman could each get 25 years in prison when they're sentenced in October. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.